That's right. We have a candy man in Chicago. His name is John Manchester of Windy City Suites on Broadway in Lakeview. Hey, John, congratulations for even being considered among the top candy stores in America. How cool is that?
That's awesome, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Now,
right now I'm the candy king of Chicago, and I'm hoping that the people listening will help me be the candy king of America.
Is it fair for me to ask how many cavities you have?
I've got a very good dental plan at the store, so all is well.
All right, so let me back up a little bit. So those who listen to this show may recall This Is the Place. And it really is kind of current at this point in time because Monday, that's tomorrow, is a very special day, which I'll explain in a moment. So during the height of the pandemic, my old, and I do mean old in every sense of the word, friend, Paul Lisnick, who lives right near your store. I live near your store. The other direction we would meet. I mean, how would you meet people, right? In the middle of the pandemic. And you were at that point in time open. So with mask on and all that, we safely met. And we had the idea, and I don't remember and don't need to know how it all came about, of having this competition as to who would sell the most ice cream with their name on it. So mine was banana pudding, and his was peppermint, and of course I sold the most. All of that benefited Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago. And that's how we began to know about and talk about this place, and maybe that is why you're a part of this USA Today thing, you know, where you're considered among the 10 best candy stores in America. So Monday, tomorrow, happens to be Paul Lisnick's birthday. So if you would like to celebrate from WGN-TV, he's a political analyst there, on the WGN News, I guess, Monday morning, they're saluting Paul. That'll take about a minute. But nevertheless, if you would like to honor Mr. Lisnick, we'll tell you how you can go to not your website, John, but this website where people can vote for the best candy store in America. So we'll give you that information about how to vote. Apparently, it's just fine. You can vote as many times as you like, which is perfectly great if you're a Chicagoan. We're used to that. So how did this all come about? Do you know? Where, I mean, there's lots of candy shops in America. How did you land to be instantly among the best?
I believe, again, with your help and the help of Paul, along with, you know, Chicago is really the candy capital of the world, even. There's so many great candy companies that have started here and still manufacture here. I think that was, you know, part of it where people in Chicago really do like candy, and we have over 1,200 different types of candy in our store.
1,200. And you're the only place, and I don't know if you need to card people for this, but you could walk up to a licorice bar. I love that.
That is correct. We're probably one of the largest licorice suppliers in the Midwest here. We have 35 or 40 different types of licorice.
I never knew.
And we're actually...
Go ahead, John.
...getting soon to launch our website. Licorice on our website.
Oh, that's cool. I never knew there were that many types of licorice. And you have licorice from Australia and from other places in the world, I know. And it's not only about the candy that you'd expect, it's the candy you remember, which is what I love. You've got the kinds of candy that people like me grew up on, which is great.
We've got a lot of different nostalgic types of candy. When people do come in, you get the sights and the smells of all the candy, and then it also, you have the memories. You remember when you go over to your grandma's house or your grandfather's house, and they used to have root beer barrels, or your aunt would have saltwater taffy, or around Halloween time you would have, when you were little, at least my age, you would have the pixie sticks or the wax lips, things like that, that, it invokes memories and things that make you happy.
My grandmother had those little after-dinner mints. Well, they didn't last long because I didn't wait until after dinner and they were all gone. And that is still the case to this day. Anyone knows you put out candy for me and you look the other way and instantly it's gone. But there's more. You make your own fudge.
We do. We always have about 8, 9, 10 different fudges. During the summertime, we do a sour cherry, a sour watermelon, and then we also have the traditionals, the chocolates, the chocolate nut, a chocolate vanilla swirl, things like that. And then we also do our own gourmet chocolates, too. We have a whole case of that, and they're our most popular item that we do make.
And you have ice cream, many kinds of ice cream, which is where we began all this, and how, in fact, that competition between Mr. Lisnick and myself began, because he chose, and then we did the competition again, and I think his ice cream at that point, I forget what mine was, the winning ice cream, I'm sure, and his was called Falling Into a Gutter or something.
He had the pothole, Paul's famous pothole chocolate ice cream.
I don't know how famous it was because only 3 people ordered it, but that's okay. What ice cream did I choose at that point? Do you recall? It might have been lemon cheesecake. Was that it?
A lemon cheesecake, I think, was what yours was, which is it's a great flavor, got a nice lemon flavor, and it has graham cracker crusts in it. And we do carry it now. It's fantastic.
Well, of course it is. It's the one I chose, the falling into the gutter or potholes or whatever that was. I mean, there's tire tracks on his or something. I don't really know. So, of course, he didn't win that. And the great thing is anti-cruelty benefited by these competitions we had fun with. Chicago will benefit should you become, and I think you will, Windy City Sweets, the best candy store in America. So what does the winner get? Notoriety? Free candy? I mean, what do you get when you are hopefully named the best? You're at number 2 now, right? In among the top 10?
We are currently number 2. We're trying our best to get to number 1. We appreciate it. People would go out there and vote. When we get to number 1 and we win this, we will definitely celebrate and we'll let you know, and we'll have some type of celebration, maybe some type of ice cream social where we'll invite people in, the public in, not just people, but the public to help celebrate our winning. So again, vote early and vote often the Chicago way.
And apparently you can vote often. That's just fine. So what you do is you vote online and in just 1 minute, so as they say, get your pen and paper ready. We'll give you the URL for this so you can go ahead and vote should you desire. Or maybe you want to check out the store before you vote. I think that's fair, right, John? So how do they find you?
We're at 3308 North Broadway in Lakeview. So we're just north of Belmont, and we're just one block east of Lakeshore Drive. We're open every day of the week. You can find us online at WindyCitySweets.com. And this year, and maybe even part of it too, was we've just celebrated our 40th anniversary. So we've been from 1983 to 2023 also.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you about that. So here you are, you're going along as a small business. You're doing well, I suppose, or at least well enough, year after year after year, and then the pandemic hits. How badly did it hit you as when it comes down to it, you're just another small business in Chicago?
We were hit significantly hard. Our internet business really helped us. And actually, the people in the community really helped us. We went to a very skeleton staff to service the needs of, again, the neighborhood. But I will say the neighborhood really stepped up. And really, instead of just picking up 1 or 2 things, like $5 or $10 worth, they were buying $20, $30, $40 worth of chocolates and candy. And then they would also do some gifting. So between the neighborhood buying larger amounts when, you know, everybody's home, the family's home, things like that, you know, our internet business definitely helped us too. And I would say this. The community, the business community downtown, we got contacted by several different firms, large and small, that would gift to their employees. So we did boxes and bags of different types of chocolates, and that was another thing that really helped us out a lot to get through the pandemic and come out on the on this side of it.
What do you think was the difference between, I suppose it depends on what that service is to the public in part, but above and beyond that, why did some businesses, do you think, come out of it successfully, as you did, and others really didn't? They didn't make it.
I'll go back to our internet sales, and really the, we had a couple law firms downtown and some other businesses downtown that bought items and sent it to their employees. They bought other chocolates and sweets to get their employees to come in when they had limited amounts of that. We also, there's another company that we did a FaceTime with, and it was with all his senior leadership team across the country. And so we overnighted chocolates to 25 different people. And after their three-day meeting, he lives in Lakeview. He came in, and we did just a little, showed him how to do chocolates and things like that for his people, and they got to open up their box of chocolates at the same time, and we were making some of those items that were included in the chocolate box. And even they went out and told the people from, actually Forbes magazine, we were featured in as just a way to do things during COVID or how to do things differently.
All right.
During
well,
COVID and connect with their people.
Here's what I've got to do now, and that's give the website so you can vote. That's www.10, that's the number 10, 10best.com/#search. That again is 10best.com/search. However, another way to do it, we will podcast this conversation, as we always do, at WGNRadio.com. Simply go to Steve Dale's Other World. Give us a couple of hours to do that, and then we'll have a link, and folks can vote from there. Candyman, John Manchester, good luck. I'm voting for you at least once or twice a minute. Thank you, John.
Thanks so much, Steve, and happy belated birthday to you also.
Okay. All right, thank you, and happy Father's Day to you.